Pride is a word that people use in different senses. When you talk about national pride, it can be wrong if it really is pride. Pride is a sin in that it certainly is a form of arrogance, superiority complex, looking down your nose at others. If, on the other hand, it is a matter of great thankfulness to God for what you have in your nation, and you think that that is worth defending and worth exporting, that's not pride in the sinful sense. I know that the word is used of it, and in that broader sense of just, actually it's a humble gratitude of heart for what has been given to us in such a country as this. There's nothing wrong with that. But where your pride in your country becomes that arrogance, say, that the Nazis had, and that the Nazi youth had, that made them look at Jews and could see nothing wrong with butchering them by the million. That is sin. Even if they don't butcher them, the kind of pride that leads to it is sin. In the wider sense, when what you mean by pride is a humble gratitude to God for the many privileges and blessings that He has given you, that is not sin. But pride, yes, God resisteth the proud. The proud is the one who's lifted up. He's the boaster. I've said many times from the pulpit here that Christians should be the most boastful people on earth. But what they boast in is what Paul boasted in. He said, God forbid that I should boast or glory, save or accept in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Now we can boast of what Christ is and what Christ has done, but we can never boast about what we have done. The danger with a national or family or personal pride that is of the sinful kind is that it is uncritical. Now, I can say I'm proud to be a Protestant, in the sense I'm very grateful that I'm a Protestant. I am proud to be a Free Presbyterian. I am one by conviction, in the sense that I am grateful to God for the privileges that He has given me in and through this denomination. But I can see the faults of Protestantism. I can see the faults of the Free Presbyterian Church. I am not uncritical. In other words, my relationship to the church, even the church, and that's the nearest and dearest thing on God's earth to me, my relation to that will not override my judgment. It will not override my dedication to God's word. I will not twist the truth of God's word to make the church right. Pride would make you do that. Pride always lifts up. Humility has you at the feet of Christ. And that's what I mean. He resists anything that gets you up in your own estimation. He's going to knock you down. Whether it's because you're American or Presbyterian or young or beautiful or rich or smart. And when you stop to think of it, you know, what are people most proud about? Sinfully proud about. You ever notice that people are most proud about the things they had absolutely nothing to do with? I mean, what had you got to do with being an American? Nothing. Now, certainly, therefore, be grateful for the privileges given. I've often said this is the greatest country on earth, even though it doesn't have me as a citizen. It's the greatest country on earth. Be grateful for that, but don't be for it's not perfect. And don't defend its sins. But again, if you lift that up to this uncritical pride and arrogance and looking down at others, I mean, I don't want to get off on a tangent here. American tourists abroad, many of them are an abomination. They are the worst testimony that this country ever sends abroad. My sister-in-law, who's American, born and bred, and one of the most gracious, well-mannered, refined ladies you would ever want to meet, when she was in London, she used to keep quiet. My brother would say to her, Mary, what's wrong? I'm ashamed to open my mouth. I don't want to be known as an American when I see the way these people are behaving boorishly And they're so arrogant. You poor nitwits down there. And, you know, that's bad. Because what had they got to do with making America? Nothing. Again, people are very proud, you say, a family of their pedigree. What have they got to do with that? You're at the end of a long line. You know, it's not, be grateful, but not proud. Some people are proud of their brains. I don't have anything to be proud of there. But again, say you have an intellect of four, or an IQ of 4040. How did you get it? You remember what Paul said to the Corinthians? Who made thee to differ? Who made the smartest of you to differ from an imbecile? Nothing you did. Now you may have studied hard to work on what you've got, but God did it. Be grateful. And that gratitude not only will make you humble, it will make you take what He has given you and dedicate it to Him. That's where it ought to be. Pride will make you stick back, stand back, throw your shoulders back, stick out your chest and say, what a good boy am I. How wonderful I am. As one of our elders used to say here for a joke, many people would say it, really meaning it in their heart, shake hands, how good it is for you to get to meet me. You know, that sort of attitude. That's pride. God does resist it.